Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, October 23rd, 2019. Let's go to the movies, keeping the big picture of eternity before us. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. You're sitting in the theater with surround sound, watching an action-packed 3D movie. You are engrossed. All distractions are gone. You are pulled into the action as the film comes to life. It seems so real. Wouldn't it be great if we could get half that level of awareness toward our eternal future with God in heaven? Life is often filled with so many difficulties that we lose sight of our ultimate destiny, robbing us of the abundant life we were meant to have. Having an eternal perspective is one of the main keys to the abundant life. When my husband Ed was fighting cancer, keeping an eternal perspective was the only thing that got me through. It still is, now that he's gone to be with Jesus. I can't wait until I join him. Heaven is a present reality for Ed, as well as for your loved ones who have passed from this life to the next through Jesus. But it's a reality for us too, but only in the future. Can the there and then truly become more real in the here and now? Yes. Here's how. Picture yourself in a theater. Here's the feature playing on the big screen. A never-ending story of total peace, utter bliss, every longing filled to overflowing. Glory and majesty fill the screen. There is no hint of evil or sin anywhere, only goodness and love. There's our holy triune God interacting with all the angels, saints, and our saved loved ones. Extravagant riches and rewards abound. A continual sense of awe and wonder permeate the story. Singing and exquisite music fill your ears. That movie portrays a sure promise of our future reality. Do you see it? Or is your view obstructed with the troubles of this world, where all you can see is pain and suffering? Are the distractions of pleasure, work, hobbies, children, and others pulling your eyes away? Are your eyes fixed on the world instead of Jesus? Is your vision unclear because you haven't gotten into God's Word? You don't understand what you are seeing. You're looking at life through your eyes and not the lens of Scripture. That is, you're not wearing your 3D glasses. Are you looking at the screen but with arms crossed, refusing to believe what you are seeing is available for you? Have you turned your back to the screen because you are mad at God for some hardship? Are you even in the theater? Do you even know and believe that there is an awesome heaven waiting for you? Jesus is your ticket in. Friends, this is not all there is. This is not our home. As it says in Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth, people looking for a country of their own, longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. We were created to live forever in an intimate relationship with our Creator. Until that day, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you onto the movie screen of our eternal home. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. My friends, my readers and I would love to know what verses enable you to keep your eyes toward heaven? Please post them in the comment section. Until next time, my friends, see you at the movies. And oh, don't forget the popcorn.